Well, the Reserve Bank Board may be concerned about Australia's economy, but its move to cut rates, along with the banking regulator's easing of borrowing restrictions, has the real estate sector cheering. Agents say that this, on top of the re-election of the coalition government and the removal of the threat to negative gearing from Labor, will draw homeowners and investors back into the market. Some Australians say they're buoyed by the promise of rate cuts, but others are unhappy about the prospect of a return to rising house prices. In Brisbane, Stephanie Smale reports.
26-year-old Chris McGrath bought his first investment property in Armidale years ago and is already in the market for a second.
Places like Bathurst, Orange.
He says next month's expected interest rate cut will make it easier to pay off his existing mortgage and secure another one.
With the sort of lower interest rate, you've got less of a mortgage to pay back, so you could still quite comfortably get in. All investors seem to be better off at the moment.
But renewed investor interest isn't something 27-year-old Sam and her husband would be wanting to hear. They're renting in Sydney and have been looking for a house to buy for 4 years. They've been saving hard but have given up hope of finding anything affordable in Sydney, a housing market where investors helped cause rampant prices in recent years. The couple are now looking as far away as Perth, and Sam isn't convinced further interest rate cuts will make it much easier to afford a home anytime soon.
At the end of the day, if there's a cut, that's great, but it's still the loan. If we want to buy in Sydney, it's still a loan that's expensive and the interest rate on top of that crazy loan.
Sam points out she and her husband are looking at the federal government's policy to help first-time buyers, so they only have to secure a 5% loan. But she's cautious about that too.
To me, this obviously means you don't need as much money saved up, which is good, but then you're still getting a loan to cover a really expensive house. Like you'd be buying a house in Sydney, we'd still have to seriously consider whether we're still better off renting the apartment we're in or whether we jump in with the 5% deposit.
In Hobart, there's also a mixed reaction. 26-year-old Brittany Nebs has been saving for a house for 5 years and is confident lower interest rates will help her reach her goal.
I mean, Tassie, it's a really good time to buy property because obviously the market is changing, the economy is changing so much, so I'd like to have a future investment.
But student Jordan Asnakar isn't so optimistic.
Well, of course, we want to get a house, but it's just a dream at the moment. We're monitoring the interest rate because we're not sure what's going to happen next year or in 2 years.
The expected interest rate cuts are joined by news lending rules are likely to be relaxed for banks, potentially helping more people secure loans. Antonia Marcarella from the Real Estate Institute of Queensland says those changes and the end of Labor's attempts to change negative gearing will give the housing market a boost across the country.
I would expect to see people who have been hanging in limbo, waiting, we should start to see them thinking about buying that new home. I think we'll start to see investor activity rise again. That's been very much on hold as a result of the proposed negative gearing reforms. I think investors were really waiting to see where that would land, whereas I think now, given the election result, the chances of negative gearing reforms ever being tabled again, for at least one would think the next couple of decades, I think that's highly unlikely. So I think as a result, people will feel confident investing in property again.
She says there's a risk lower interest rates could encourage buyers to take out bigger loans.
Responsible lending is still critically important, and we do need to be careful to ensure that you've got the ability to service that loan in the long term. At the moment, we have historically low interest rates and they're likely to dip even further. But of course, the term of a loan could be anywhere between 20 to 30 years.
She points out the new landscape might be great for investors, which could cause competition for homes to increase again and drive up prices. But she also argues the federal government needs to determine if it can do more to help people get on the property ladder.
Here in Queensland alone, we see about 20,000 first home buyers in Queensland alone. So when you think about an initiative that's only for 10,000 people nationally, that's not going to have a significant impact. But what we really need to start seeing is both federal and state governments developing specific initiatives that are tailored to help first home buyers. So rather than trying to punish investors, let's focus on the group we want to give a hand to and work out how we can create some positive reforms in that area.
The news isn't as positive for some. Welfare groups have expressed concern the reinflated housing market will make it more difficult for those already battling with housing costs. Economist Nicholas Gruen agrees that's a risk, but he's sceptical a new housing boom will happen.
If housing booms again, that by definition is true. If prices are higher, it's harder for first home buyers to get into the market. I happen to think it's fairly unlikely that we will get another surge anytime soon because the economy is in an awful state and people know that. I mean, wages aren't moving. So the underpinnings of the house price boom aren't there.
That's economist Nicholas Gruen ending that report from Stephanie Smale.